This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But right now, Odyssey Sports is giving all listeners a chance to win an epic giveaway. It's a flyaway trip to Las Vegas for you and three friends and $20,000 spending cash for the first rounds of the NCAA tournament. Winning is easy. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. Log in and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for a minimum of 1 hour each day for your daily entry. You and three friends can fly to Las Vegas, five-night stay at the Circa, also $5,000 spending cash for each of for you and each of your friends. So $20,000 cash for the ultimate giveaway. It's the slam dunk in Las Vegas. It's a great way to start off the new year. Got a loaded show coming up for you. Got another scheduling snafu. Tim had a personal issue that he had to attend to. So Kevin's going to pinch hit. He's getting hit by the weather right now. He's stuck in traffic. But Kevin Cerrito is going to join us here in just a moment. We got a loaded lineup today. Cool story out of the world of MMA. Raheem Rambo Forrest, he's from North Memphis. He's going to join us here at about 2:40. He is part of Attitude MMA's big MMA 33 fight that's coming up on Saturday. You can get tickets at Attitude MMA. Cool story. Multiple injuries, been a part of the fight game. Really looking forward to talking with Rambo. He will be taking on Justice Lamparez on Saturday night. That is the main event. You can, again, get tickets at Attitude MMA. It's at the Coronet, 5770 Shelby Drive. Looking forward to talking to him about that. We'll also get into the list during hour number two. And then we're going to welcome back the Showboats head coach, Ken Wisenhunt. And we're also excited to welcome the UFL's Executive Vice President, Daryl Johnston, to the program. Moose, of course, a staple of many of us in our 30s, not only of our childhood, but our football viewing experience. Never can forget the Fox tandem of Moose and Goose. Always one of your favorite broadcasts to have. They're going to join us. The Showboats will open the season on March the 30th against the Michigan Panthers. That, of course, at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. You get all tickets at theufl.com. So looking forward to welcoming them to the program. We'll tell your story, and then we'll get out of here. But I also welcome in my company today. He, of course, the MC of Fun and Games here in the Memphis area. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia Thursdays at 10:30 a.m. on the Jeff Calkins Show. Host of 901 Wrestling, his website, CerritoEntertainment.com. He's on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Great to be here on a Tuesday, Jeffrey. Excited. We got a busy, busy show. Lots of guests coming on through. So
lots of guests.
Fun.
Lots to get to. Lots of range on today's show. So, a couple of things I wanted to discuss with you.
Let's do it.
So, yesterday is obviously a aftermath of the game kind of day, where you're trying to figure out, all right, how did this happen? Blowout. It's more of the football side of it. I'm more curious to know because I think I've seen a few different perspectives.
All right.
If you set aside Chiefs fans, Eagles fans, and Swifties. So just you like football, you enjoy watching football, and you just
or the Super Bowl, it's a spectacle.
Correct.
I mean, it is an American holiday. So
soon to be.
Right, we're gonna get
the Super Bowl Monday,
the Super Monday. How soon is that, Jeffrey? I always keep saying it's gonna happen. Finally, that the move.
I think it's 27. It's either 26 or 27.
We're a few years away. Like it.
Yeah. It's not next year. It might be the next year.
But boy, was I feeling it yesterday, right? Ooh.
So, this is kind of the big question that I have. Did the Super Bowl suck?
That's a great question. I think we've been treated to great, great Super Bowls over the years. There's three elements, right, for the Super Bowl, the way at least I look at it, right? It's obviously the game needs to be exciting, the football itself. But you have the halftime show that sometimes saves it, and you have the commercials that at least add something to it. And you expect all of those to be above average, if not great and excellent. They should be because it's the Super Bowl. They all should be super, right? I think all three of those things should be super. They should be, the commercials should be better than commercials usually are. Halftime shows should be better than halftime shows usually are. And the football should be better than the football.
And you can control two of the three.
Right, you can't control the football. And I felt like all three of those elements for the people who tune in for the television, I'm sorry, or the tune in for the Tubi, the Tubi elements of it, because it's not television, it's Tubi. I don't think they don't use that slogan. That's HBO, right? But
yeah, I thought they had a slogan.
What was the Tubi slogan?
I thought it was something similar.
Is it similar to that? What is the Tubi slogan? I did watch on Tubi. Shout out to Tubi.
Did you have any problems?
Oh, no problems whatsoever. Really, I did it. They made you log into Tubi, so I already had Tubi on my television. But they made you like set up an account.
According to Google, the slogan is "See you in there."
See you in there. That's not bad for a streaming app slogan there. See you in there. But if you look at all three, is there another element of the Super Bowl that makes it? I mean, you personally get to control your company and your food, and you know, are you controlling? I always liked the controlled Super Bowl viewing where, like, it ain't that loud. I don't like that many people there. I want to listen to everything. I wanted to hear this one. There was, I want to hear Tom Brady.
Yep.
I want to hear the commercials. I want to. So you kind of personally control that and the food element on what you decide to do for the food. Because those are always great, important parts of the Super Bowl is the food and the company, I guess. But that's on your end. That's on your end. So if you look at the actual TV product, I mean, obviously the game was terrible, right? I mean, I know there's people arguing that they enjoyed this blowout because it was the Chiefs getting blown out, but I can't feel it or understand it as much as like I understand the Patriots. They won a lot more Super Bowls and were a lot more hateable.
I should have thrown in a fourth group of fans, Patriots fans, because they were loving it because this diminishes the Chiefs and props up Brady and the Patriots.
Are there any Patriots fans around here, right? I mean, you got to go to New England to find them.
Matt Stark.
Yeah, okay, well, true. So, yes, there's some that have moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the game was awful because the important part of the game to me, and I didn't necessarily care. We got a Taylor Swift round at trivia tonight. So, yes, I do follow Taylor Swift. I do consider myself a Swiftie, but you know, if the Chiefs would have lost, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal to me. I know it would crush other people. I mean, I've seen it, Jeffrey. I'm out and about this. I mean, this is a real thing. Like, I'm out and about doing trivia nights and bingo nights, hosting all around town. If there's a Chiefs game on, it was just a few weeks ago at Celtic Crossing for a music bingo on a Sunday at Celtic, and the Chiefs playoff game was happening. And there were two girls decked out in Chiefs stuff at the bar. And
Aaliyah dropped, I guess Aaliyah went grocery shopping on Sunday.
Yeah.
And she came back and she goes, I just saw someone wearing an 87 jersey
and she has never watched football.
But the, I mean, those they. But they. She might watch it now, right? She
sure
does. I mean, those were real fans. They were there at the bar, sitting there, and I said, "So you are Chiefs fans?" And I was like, "And then it was all because of Taylor. They had never watched before Taylor, but they were out spending their money at an establishment to watch the game, and they were enthusiastic about it. So those the Swifty fans do exist for real. I mean, they are real. It has made a real difference to the NFL." But also, I can't wrap my head around why we're booing Taylor Swift at the game.
So this is my theory on that one. It seemed to me, now granted, there was not a lot for the Chiefs to cheer about.
Right, yeah.
But it seemed to me that if you set aside the corporate fans that were in attendance, the Eagles fans were way louder.
Yes. All right, so the Eagles, they boo so Santa Claus.
Correct.
They will boo Taylor Swift.
Correct.
So that's
whether
the
or not it's true,
booed.
You know, she's born in Pennsylvania at one time, quote unquote, was an Eagles fan. So, like, whether or not that goes into it, I think it's as simple as this.
Oh, you can get into the whole Taylor Swift conspiracy theories now that she was just.
No, I just think they put her on the screen and they boot her. An Eagles fans boot her.
I think I think it was the Eagles fans. I think possibly if it was any other fans, because Philadelphia notoriously will boo anybody that's not pulling for their team.
And even so, they'll boo their team.
Right, they'll boo their team if they have to.
Correct. So, they were booing their coach and quarterback earlier this year.
So she was booed because of, and of course it wasn't on television. That's something you had to see online.
Correct.
That when she was put on the Jumbotron there, that she was booed. So I think that makes sense. That makes sense because the Philadelphia fans, they have no, I was going to say no class, but they get into it.
They have no shame.
That's what we're looking for. No shame. They have no shame. They get into it. And I appreciate it. As a wrestling person, I think and we may get into this later with the Mavericks and stuff. Like, I feel like if you, there is that line, you buy a ticket, you can't say the worst of the worst stuff, but you do have the right to cheer and boo how you prefer, because you bought that ticket and you're there to cheer and boo as long as you're not crossing a line or whatever that line is. So they want to boo Taylor, they boo Taylor. But for me, I thought the most interesting thing was the three-piece storyline to me. And also, if you hate the Chiefs, will they lose? And
decidedly, yes.
Right. And it got decided very early. I would have rather it be obviously, anybody who's like, it was a great blowout. I don't think there's any such thing, really. It's a great blowout unless it's your team. And, if your team, especially if you're there in attendance and it's your team.
You get to party the whole time.
Right, because it's just awesome, right? And and Tiger fans, like, that was what the run in that 08
UCLA
tournament.
If you were in San Antonio for the UCLA Final Four game, that's about as good as it gets.
But on television, it's not that great because, like, the game, like, it's like, ah. I mean, what, you're looking at your Super Bowl squares and you're like, well, I don't have a zero, so the Chiefs are not going to help me out because I don't have Chiefs zero. I need something else.
I didn't think that was going to be a popular number, but apparently it was for three quarters.
So the game wasn't great. The commercials, I thought, were awful. So I really do. I'm a believer, to be honest. Like, I think this was just a bad Super Bowl. I don't know how we'll look back at it in a way of positive or negative. Because I think really mostly negative. I just thought the commercials were awful. Trying to still figure out what my favorite was. And I know I never watched the commercial spoilers. And I think they do really a disservice to leak those. The leaking of the commercials.
I'm with you. It's been something that I have not been a fan of ever since it really started. It was like part of the memorable factor of it is, it's the first time you saw it.
Right.
And there's almost like a movie going experience of nothing will, the first time you saw whatever the movie is, The Dark Knight, the first time you saw whatever, like in a theater, like that experience is part of it.
Well, because I mean, once you know what's going to happen, So you're not going to be caught off guard by the humor or whatever. Now, can you leak that there's going to be When Harry Met Sally reunion? Fine, you could do that. We can all write what the commercial is going to be. We knew exactly how that was going to go without even seeing it. But leaking the actual commercial, I think, really hurts the overall product. I don't know why people want to see advanced Super Bowl commercials.
I'm convinced it's not an audience thing. I am totally convinced that it is it's coming from the brands themselves. So I think there's twofold. Tim, Jeff's brother, points out, you want to know if you've got a problem. So basically, instead of you know, with movies, like movies that get screened for
right, yeah, you get the test screenings and all that,
like to see what works, whatnot. You're effectively doing that, and then
do a test screening then.
Well, I think the other problem though is okay, these things are so expensive to make. You know, just buying the spots $8 million. You know, most of these commercials, I think you can say, are roughly about $30 million. The idea is, well, we paid $30 million. We want it to be seen as much as humanly possible, so we're putting it out into the ether. Like, that's the point.
But the point was, I feel like you would get the Monday run. You need to better strategize. If it's a great commercial, people will want to see it on Monday that didn't see it. You need to figure out a way to get
that. Used to always be, like, to me, like, that was another simple, like, pleasure growing up was you saw the Super Bowl ad and then, like, figuring out when am I going to see it again.
Right. And then most recently, you could see it. You would watch it on my. I don't think it would have helped or it didn't help or hurt these commercials. I think I was listening to you and Calkins yesterday talk about the. Because the Uber Eats one, I really like that one with McConaughey. But it was very sportsy, right? Like, usually commercials, you want to appeal to a broader audience, right? So I don't know if that broader. I enjoyed it as someone who.
And it's a campaign that they've been doing. Like, McConaughey during football season, Uber Eats and them, they did the whole campaign based around the idea that. Football is designed to make you want to eat.
Right. But it was well. I mean, they really drove home every possible thing and to the point where they're making a joke about the Superdome being named after a salad. And I had to think for a second. I was like, well, I thought it was Mercedes-Benz. It's not a salad. It's like, oh, I figured they changed Caesar's. It to Caesar's now. Mm-hmm. And what am I? Well, that's not a salad either. It's a,
how about this?
It's a casino, technically. But yeah.
The Harris is no longer the Harris. It's the Caesars.
It is the Caesars down there?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, wow.
That's how long it's been since I've been to NOLA.
But the there was some bizarre commercials. There was way too many trying to be emotional, too much of that like emotional on this like over the top dramatic stuff going on, and it made no sense for many of them. But yeah, I don't think the commercial. I don't think there was anything that stuck out is always going to be the thing that stuck out was as a guy with some strong eyebrows. And ability to have a strong mustache. Neither one of those got leaked in advance because if I'm Pringles or Little Caesars with the facial hair commercials, I'm like, are they using the same agency?
My first thought was, did the same guy write them or gal write them? But I was thinking that.
What are the odds you're going to have facial hair flying commercials?
Well, what was odd to me is, and maybe this is exposing some bias. I had way less of an issue with the Pringles commercial. The Pringles one didn't, like...
Well, it makes sense because the mustache is on the Pringles commercial. Really, it would make sense if Eugene Levy was in the Pringles commercial and somehow the Pringles mustache, there was like another one that had the eyebrows on it or something.
I think, honestly, the reason why I was less offended by the Pringles one is because my boy Adam Brody got some work.
Oh, yeah, Seth Cohen.
I'm always happy when Seth can get a little extra cash.
It's his comeback. It's his comeback's
it's,
happening
it's
right
Seth
now.
Seth Cohen season, so shout out to all of us 36-year-olds.
It's Christmas all year long now.
That's the other thing. I like Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was just weird. But both of those, nothing was weirder, though, than the tongue one.
Oh, the tongue one was weird, but it definitely got my attention.
Yeah, but I guess I'd make the same argument for Tubi.
I mean, the Tubi one was weird. The Tubi one was weird. I couldn't get it.
He's
I didn't
born
understand.
With a cowboy hat.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember what the tongue commercial was advertising for, though. What was
it? I don't
know. I do remember seeing it. The Tubi one was just bizarre because it's like, how do you relate to somebody having hats like in their skin on their head? I just didn't understand. Your scalp is shaped like what you like. Anyway, the football game wasn't terrible. Commercial was not great. And then you go to the halftime show, which the halftime show. Former colleague with Kendrick Lamar, true story here, Jeffrey. Like I, back in the previous times, I worked on a lot of different productions and stuff like that. And I worked at one point for on this GQ photo shoot, right? Okay. The GQ photo shoot. And the reason it was happening in Memphis. All these things I would work on would happen in Memphis. It's happening in Memphis because guess who was going to be on the cover of GQ, right? It was like the men's issue or something. So Justin Timberlake being on the cover of GQ.
Right.
So he tells them, I want to do the GQ. I want to do this photo shoot in Memphis.
All right.
So they had scheduled that to be in Memphis. And so the GQ people like stacked it like, okay, well, Justin's making us come to Memphis to do this. Who else can we have? And this is like 10 years ago. And it's... they're like, well, we're also featuring Kendrick Lamar. So Kendrick Lamar was like a secret guest on this photo shoot. So we do this photo shoot It's like, hey, coming up to, you know, we'll have a, we didn't know who it was going to be. And the so Kendrick Lamar was that guy. So I have my, so I call him my former colleague, you know. I feel like his career's taken off since we crossed paths back then, about 10 years ago.
Seems to be going well for him.
His song that won the Grammy, right? Not Like Us. Like I'm actually like, I've been listening to it a lot more recently. I enjoy that song. It's a great song. He's doing a great job. We talked on the radio last week that I think we probably should be Team Drake in Memphis. I kind of think that still might be true. But all of that being said, I thought he did a great different halftime show, but it wasn't what we're typically used to. There was not a wow moment, I think, in the halftime show. And it doesn't have to be a Janet Jackson wow moment. But
yeah, for sure.
But like, even Katy Perry's like flying on the
boom, 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 baby,
like a star or like somebody. There's always like some surprise elements. I thought the Samuel thing was kind of cool, but there was, and he didn't really go with a lot of his hits. I think that was also missing. So a lot of like, he didn't play by the rules, which I respect because like, you know, they're getting you to do this for free, right? The NFL notoriously does not pay these people to do this halftime show. So like, if you're going to do this.
Yeah. I kind of go both ways on this.
Do it how you want to do it. It's your opportunity. If you feel like this is going to be best for you, then do it the way you want to do it. However, the way he did it was not the way that we're used to for the halftime show. It's not going to be, it's not on the all-time list for halftime shows. And unfortunately, that meant the halftime show did not meet that super expectation either. So I just think this was a terrible Super Bowl.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things. Number one, so Jeff and my wife both greatly enjoyed watching the Chiefs get beat down.
People can like
that. I mean, you can watch sports however you want to watch sports. I struggle with that, though, is, okay, but my team lost to this team that's getting absolutely curb stomped right now.
Right. If you want to do the ideal, a lot of Tiger fans often use this logic of, like, this is the team. The Tigers, you know, because you're always saying, right, oh, they looks great. Mississippi State won another game in the SEC, so it's better that the Tigers lost to them.
Right. I guess, though, the way that I look at it, I'm not using the transitive property, but what I am saying is, okay, we can't beat this team.
You have no chance, yeah.
But then, like, what if we get into this game? You finally get over the mountaintop, and it makes you realize, like, the NFC finally has the potential of having a team that can actually compete. Like, because that's kind of the story of the NFC in the post, really, honestly, 90s. And so you have, in the 90s, you have Cowboys. The Niners got another one with Steve Young. The Packers got to 2-1-1. But then kind of the story of the NFC throughout that is, it's just kind of a revolving door. And now, like, because I pointed this out last week, there's no NFC quarterback since Troy Aikman that has multiple Super Bowls other than Eli Manning.
Yeah.
So now you get into this possibility of, okay, can the Eagles be this team? But then, like, it's like, okay, you get over the hump just to beat the Chiefs, and then you realize, like, there's something out there that's every bit as formidable as the Chiefs, if not more so. And so that's kind of always a weird dichotomy to me.
Next year's next year, I guess. You know?
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know, maybe the Bills' offensive line was not as badly.
Well, Jeff liked it because he's a Bills fan. Your wife liked it because
she's a Bills fan, too, but she's also just sick of the Chiefs.
She's sick of the Chiefs.
I also would rather see, my enemy die in crushing fashion. Like, heartbreaking, rip their guts out.
Like when your team defeated the Patriots.
Correct.
Like that was an awesome way to see.
Correct.
We had the suspense of will it happen until the end, and then, you know, your baby face wins at the end. For most people, wanted the Giants to win that game.
Now, if I'm on the losing end, I'd rather lose like that. I'd rather lose, like, I'm in the, as a fan.
Come so close?
No. I'd much rather just
blown out, get it over.
Kill shot, yeah.
It's the get it over with.
Yes. Let's end this now.
Let's just get it over with.
Like, let's end that.
So in school, were you the one who volunteered to do your speech before everybody else when everybody had to do a speech in the class? And it's like, all right, here's day one of speeches. We're doing speeches all week. Who wants to start? You just get it over with, or do you just...
It would depend. Because my last name is Wright, sometimes you'd
get alphabetical order.
Yeah, you could get alphabetical order. Also, I am a phenomenal procrastinator. So let's
you can
say,
wait till later in
like,
the week.
Yeah, but I'd rather put it off. Why do today what you could do tomorrow? But if everyone had to have their speeches in everything, yes, I was the guy that said, let me go first.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yes.
But the
I always wanted to present first. I always like I just wanted to be done with it.
It just wasn't, it was not that, especially by the half, you know, second half, because it's like, it just was, the game was decided. It just was not fun. Like, fun to me, as somebody who was not cheering against the Chiefs, which, look, I don't understand. Like, I can understand if you have a fan, or you're a fan of the team, same division, same conference as the Chiefs or whatever, you can't get past them. But the Chiefs have given us a, as far as a semi-ly small dynasty that they have become, you know, almost had here, right? It was interesting. Every year it's been interesting. They at least like they added Taylor Swift last year. We had the three-peat element as a possibility this year. I respect when we've got something new being added to the equation. So they haven't been boring.
No, I mean, I can also understand, like, all right, you got Andy Reid's son that's going to leave a 12-year-old girl, you know, her life is never going to be the same.
Okay, yeah.
You got that.
That doesn't get talked about.
Rashee Rice, they brought back Kareem Hunt. They've had a lot of unsavory characters filter in and out of the building. I'm also the guy that would recognize, hey, an NFL locker room, it ain't the Eagle Scouts. Like, that's just part of it. Like, but there's plenty of elements there where I can say, like, I can see where you're... And then I think the biggest part of it now is there's this weird reality now where it's like our athletes, which have always had a celebrity element, they are now, like, think about commercials. Like, I think they've almost surpassed actors in terms of fame. And so now everything's getting marketed through athletes. Like, there's an overexposure, I think, that we haven't seen with a lot of teams. I think the Warriors went through this. Like, when we started getting a ton of Steph and Draymond on
everything. And they had the bandwagon fans to add to that element. And especially the bandwagon fans are like, were you a fan of them before? But also, like, are you even a fan of the sport at all? Do you even watch it? Or are you just a fan because it's cool to be a fan of that? So I can see people getting upset about it. But back to the Super Bowl, is there anything though that you will what we will remember from this Super Bowl? Obviously, Patrick Mahomes not being the GOAT until he proves he's the GOAT, because he's still got plenty of years left to prove
he's that's the other weird thing
in
it's
the
like
GOAT conversation.
People that are wanting to declare their dynasty dead, it's like, y'all, they got smoked by the Bucks and turned around and won two straight.
Yeah.
And then got to a third. Like, I'm not willing to say, like, as long as they have Mahomes, I think they've got a chance. So,
what can he learn from this, right? The agony of defeat here that will make him better. But I think the best thing about the whole Super Bowl was that Tom Brady was on the call. I think that added to me. Like, I was able to try to figure out his joy level of what was happening. When you would see Tom Brady, it's like, what is wrong with him? Why does he look like this? What is happening?
The cheekbones.
Yeah.
Like, I think the most extreme points on his face were his cheeks. Like, it looked like between the NFC Championship game.
Right, yes. Oh, geez.
Of course, there was that. Then there was the Tom Cruise's face. Like, I saw a lot of comments on that. Apparently,
The NFL's budget for just like, narrations and voiceovers is insane. To try to get that, Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, and of course they had Lady Gaga performing.
Then they tried to do the activation with Country Roads, and then have the stadium sing it when they came back from commercial.
Yeah, that seemed like an interesting time to. Have you seen that before in another game of any sort? Like, where they're trying to come back from commercial?
I've never seen where they've tried to use it as an activation.
Use the people, yeah,
like I've seen where. You know, teams will have their third quarter song. Like, but that's a different thing.
This was trying to make the live crowd a part of a commercial, like transition is the real part of the game.
So I remember there was a gimmick. I can't remember how long ago. Do you remember the gimmick was the Super Bowl commercial with the most people ever in it? And it was like They were somehow trying to tie in. I can't remember if it was the game or something like that. But like that's the only thing that came to mind. But I don't know. I guess the other thing with the commercials.
I don't know. I feel like looking back, it's Tom. The fact is, I don't think Tom Brady's in this for the long haul at Fox, no matter what he says. I feel like we might remember this as the year that Tom Brady, like, because he was on the call when Mahomes lost the three-peat opportunity. You know, I just feel like that is the tangible historic moment that will not happen again. Like, will the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl again? Will Mahomes lose at the Super Bowl again? Will we see a blowout? We'll see a lot of the same stuff we just saw again, but for it to line up that Brady was there for this moment, we probably will never see again. I don't know. I mean, he signed to do it again. But
yeah, it seems like media experts believe no, but their public posturing is yes. And again, I have no idea if that's a negotiation saying I got a contract, you got to buy me out, but I don't think it. I think it's safe to say, like, I don't necessarily think he's bad, but I don't think he's. I don't think he's game changing. That feels like a very expensive.
He worked for this moment. This is the guy I wanted. I think he worked for this moment because he made it.
No, I agree. That was definitely an added element. But I think the other fact is, like, it goes to the point that you're making of the game just being non-competitive almost took that storyline away too.
Right.
Would he have reacted differently based on, like, I don't think he would have.
You're right. Honestly. No, you're right. It could have been better. It definitely could have been better. So we were having that no matter what the outcome was or how it played out. We were going to have Tom Brady on the call for Mahomes.
The thing with the commercials is I just think everything has gotten so corporate. Obviously, the amount of money that isn't tied up into these things, but it almost just feels like they just hit like a checklist. And so you wind up like having,
well, you have the cameo, and I don't think there's a problem. I think we've had great commercials in recent years and I kind of underappreciated some of them because the bar is so high. I felt this year just was not great. We've got to stop, cut out the whole watch the full commercial later or watch the full trailer later. Like, I think it seems like movies are trying to save money by doing smaller spots. You can only kind of do your partial trailer. Hey, go online and watch it later. We need to cut those out. The Super Bowl seemed to me, Jeffrey, I don't know if you agree with this, but it made me less threatened by AI because I thought the AI commercials were really bad. The ChatGPT in particular was a really bad spot, and I'm not worried about AI for a minute. I think they're a little far off because the commercial was awful.
So I'm a little woke on AI in general. I think part of the marketing strategy was originally designed to get people to panic and be like, "Oh, so you have to trust us? We know what to do. We know what to do with AI. So trust us." To me, it's like, if AI takes us over, they take us over.
Is that what your stance is?
It's like, how am I fighting back? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know how we fight back on it. Well, you try not to. There could be regulation, which we won't see anytime in the next, a little bit. But we can fight back. I mean, as a city, we're giving, this AI computer, this stuff to Elon Musk. So as a community, you can figure out a way to fight back for the robot revolution. But there's ways, Jeffrey. Don't give up yet. It's a little early.
My point is, I'm not convinced right now it's nothing more than marketing. I think a lot of it is marketing designed to.
And it's enhanced Siri. Like,
correct.
Siri being enhanced and how helpful is it really going to be for certain things? Sure. But I mean, I felt less threatened by AI by the commercials. I did not think the commercials were that great. And some of them are just stupid. Like Matthew McConaughey, part of the reason, you get to like sign, if you're getting these guys for these commercials, you need to have an exclusive deal with these. You cannot be in another Super Bowl commercial. Well, you don't want the celebrities bleeding over to other commercials. They need to be on one brand.
One thing we can all agree on, don't run an ad we've been seeing for like a month and a half.
Right. The flip-flop commercial I saw, I've seen many a times, the Matthew McConaughey out in the rain. Like that to me is like, AI, what? It's like there's not a problem there that AI is solving. There's not a problem of people getting restaurant reservations and getting sit outside in the rain, but Matthew McConaughey is sitting out in the rain like, oh, I should have used AI. Like, that's not a problem that exists that we need AI to solve. You're not going to a restaurant and them sitting you out on a rainy patio. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it's kind of, that kind of goes to my whole point. It's kind of why I'm not that afraid.
That's why you're like, maybe that's just that. That's what they're
now they're trying to lull me into sleep.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to.
All right. Let's
take it's about reservation.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Rambo Raheem Forrest is going to join the program. North Memphis's own. He's got a big title fight coming up this week. We'll tell you about it when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Zen Sports is, of course, Tennessee's newest sports book. And Tuesday nights mean NCAA men's parlay profit boost. Make a qualifying three-leg parlay and earn a 33% profit boost up to $250. You can make up to five qualifying parlays, but the maximum total profit boost you can earn from the promotion is $750. So you can make up to five. If you win all five, all great. You're keeping your winnings, but you can also get an additional $750 in profit boost. Also, if you're thinking about things to do on the weekends, Zen Sports will be hosting VIP tables at Whiskey Row in Nashville. It's going to start this Saturday. And if you're an existing customer and like to attend, you can contact Zen Sports at VIPPlayInc.com, VIPPlayInc.com, and they'll get you set up with a great table. Again, the NCAA Men's Parlay Profit Boost, you can make up to five three-leg parlays and get the profits boosted 33% up to $750. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Odds subject to change. Any wagers deemed as wash betting by Zen Sports, regardless of whether either wager was made prior to the email promotion, will not qualify towards the prize outline. Please now to welcome in Raheem Rambo Forrest. He has got a big title fight on Saturday night. He's taking on Justice Lamprez, and that will be at the Coronet, 5770 Shelby Oaks Drive. Doors open at 5. Show will begin at 6 p.m. If you want tickets, you can do so. Attitude MMA. Raheem, North Memphis's own. Pleased to have you in here, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. It's a pleasure.
So, I'm always curious. How do you start in the fight game? Because obviously MMA is much bigger now, and so, you know, I can see where people are like, that's what I want to do. But for you personally, how do you get involved in the fight game?
Man, you wouldn't really know coming from Memphis because MMA wasn't big then.
Right.
So you have to actually know somebody. I met this guy named Kevin Henry, and I didn't start in the gym. I started in the park. I started training in the park. Then I started cross-training at different gyms like Chad Chilka's gym. And, man, it was just from there. I loved doing it, and I just got a knack for it.
How do guys now, if you decide you want to get in the fight game, how are guys determining whether or not they want to box versus getting into MMA? Like, for you, how did you make the decision?
Well, once you go, you have that hard day of training, or if it's sometimes it depends on what kind of gym you need to be into, the chemistry. But when I went, I had the hard days of training. You'll know if you go back the next day after you got your butt whooped. If you go back the next day, you say you're not going back, it's for you. So you just have to be disciplined. You have to go every day, listen to your coaches and stuff, and it'll work out.
So how long have you been fighting now?
Going on 10 years.
Okay, so we start at 17, is that correct?
17, 18, yeah, near 18, yeah.
Okay, and how many fights are you taking a year? How often are you in the octagon, if you will?
As an amateur, it was a lot, but as you turn to a pro, you had to take it a lot more serious. Then a lot of injuries started to come around because you're amping up the intensity, so you have to be smart about it. It's usually probably three fights a year, three to four. It depends on how healthy you are, how mentally stable you are that year, too.
The other thing is, I've seen your stated goals to get to UFC this year. What is the path? Because Kevin and I are fans of professional wrestling, and we know there's certain promotions that have partnerships with bigger promotions, whatnot. What is the path to the UFC? Because it doesn't seem as simple to me as all right, this guy's a great fighter, he's in. It seems to be a little bit more complicated than that.
Yeah, man, you have to have a fan base. Dana in particular has to you have to be a good fighter. You have to be an exciting fighter. You know, and that's why I think UFC is for me. I don't want to fight anywhere else. UFC is for me. That's my destiny. That's my dream. That's where I want to be. And, man, I'm a fight of the night type fighter. You know, performance of the night, fight of the year guy. You know, I go in there, I throw these hands, man. I love to fight.
So, what is it about the UFC that makes you believe that that's the spot?
Man, a lot of people think, because Bellator and all those, they pay
sure.
a lot of money and stuff like that. UFC, you got to work for it. You know, work for that big paycheck and stuff like that. And I'm a hard worker. You know, I asked God to, you know, kind of make my life a little hard, you know, put me through some obstacles and stuff like that. I know it's crazy to ask for, but, I mean, what's that without friction, you know?
Sure.
So, yeah, I just love the competition in the UFC. It's different because you can see, Sakurai, however you say his name, came from one, and he got demolished. Everybody think they have all these, you know, good fighters, but once they come to the UFC, you'll see the difference in the level.
Now, have you been out to the facility in Vegas? Like, are you on their radar? Like, are they scouting?
Yeah, I actually.
Like, dude, is it like an old school movie where like the scouts are here?
It's nice. It's very nice. But I don't know if you know this, but you know Danny Barlow, he was the Attitude MMA 170 champ. Well, we had two separate opponents. It's a story behind it. We fought each other on Contender Series. That's the reason he's in the UFC. He beat me on Contender Series.
So, if you would have won, would you have gotten the spot?
Yes. The thing is, Sean Shelby knew what would happen that night when me and him fought. Both of us hit like trucks. I caught him. I knocked him down. He recovered fast because he was in such good shape. He's an athletic dude. He's God-gifted. But he caught me across the temple, and it threw my equilibrium off.
I mean, it's the Tyson line, right? Everybody's got a plan so they get hit in the head?
Yep, man. You ever seen somebody get deer legs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he had football a lot.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I know it doesn't look like I played football. I did. But, yeah. No, you
slide.
There was nothing. Oh, absolutely. Your boy played 12 years of football, never broke a bone. Oh. So that's a... I knew how to get out.
Yeah.
And knew how to get out. I always knew where the sideline was as well, too. Like, there was a big part of that. But no, the funniest ones with me were always when, of course, now we know what we know, but it's like, guy would get up and go to the other sideline or go to the other huddle. Yeah. But you're right, when the legs just keep moving. I mean,
so you were one fight away from the UFC. So I know Danny Barlow, I'm definitely familiar with him. One of the bigger names from MMA to come out of Memphis in recent years, and he has made a few appearances at some Cerrito Bingo nights.
Oh yeah,
a little cheap plug there, but
CerritoEntertainment.com.
Play some music bingo at Huey's downtown. No. Tuesday nights. Is today Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
That's where you can go. You might see Danny Barlow there. I know we don't want you there because I know you'll go right after him in the middle of the restaurant.
So, man, Danny is actually cool. We cross train like here and there, you know, just to get that different feel. And then he actually has a fight coming up March 1st. So
here or back somewhere else? No. With the UFC?
UFC, yeah.
He got a UFC. Is he going to be? So Danny Barlow.
He's 2-0 in the UFC now. So
he's 2-0.
Jeez. Yeah.
That is impressive. That's very impressive. But what about Attitude MMA? That's who you're with right now. How many of these fights have you done for them, and what's it like going to an Attitude MMA show?
If I'm not mistaken, I only have the previous one was just one fight, I think. This is the second one. So,
what do we know about Justice Lamparez? I saw he's from Louisiana. I think he's had 13 or 14 fights that I was looking up, but I didn't know how much you've been scouting already.
Yeah, he has more than that. But his record is iffy, but you can't go off his record because if you look at his fights, he's decently well-rounded.
Yeah.
He just doesn't really have that, I don't mean to say this, like that dog in him, you know. But he's tough. He can take some shots and stuff like that. But I've been working on a lot of patience and stuff like that. So, man.
What's your style, your ideal fight?
Man. Not much of a brawler.
Yeah, respect.
Now, as an amateur, I was a brawler. I didn't care. I was kind of insane.
Yeah.
But I calmed it down a lot, took it down a notch. And like,
I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah, and setting everything up. Yeah, you can't do that now because everybody is like Danny. He's a sniper. You know, you get sniped like that. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the big fight on Saturday night. The other thing that's always fascinating.
Valentine's weekend.
Nothing says love like a little blood and guts in the MMA. How many injuries have you had? Because I was watching one of your vignettes, and it's like, holy cow, and this guy still gets up and does it.
Yeah, definitely over 10.
And this includes, so let's go through. I'm almost setting the broken noses aside. It almost feels like we've had
three times.
We've blown out our knee.
Yep.
We've broken foot.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't have a knuckle.
Yeah, the knuckle's gone.
Yeah, this is something. That was a new one for me. Is that
common? There's no knuckle.
Not really. You have to have power.
Where did it go?
Yeah, that might explain why I wouldn't know that.
It's actually
you gotta be able to actually hurt somebody when you hit it.
So it went back.
Yeah, it's pushed back.
So
that's God, that's insane.
Okay, like reverse Wolverine type of stuff happened.
Yeah, snap rib cartilage. Man, it's
so. Which one was the worst? Which one? The longest time to recover from.
The snap rib cartilage. I was out 2.5 years because of that.
2.5 years?
Yes.
Okay, so what is snap rib cartilage?
That's what protects the actual rib.
Okay.
The cartilage. So if
this is a new one for me.
Yeah, so if it's not there and you don't have any protection, it hurts. Yeah, I couldn't sleep on my stomach, my back, or nothing. I had to just, like, sleep through pain. And I don't know.
This happened in the octagon.
It happened in training.
In training.
Getting ready for a fight.
Oh.
So, like, I was walking around, like, 215, 205.
And now we're at 175, right?
Well, this happened a long time ago. I was walking around, like, 215, 205.
Right, but you're fighting now at 170, 175?
I was fighting at 170 then, too.
Okay. But you were just...
Yeah, I was making big cuts.
We're beefing up.
Yeah, I was making big cuts. But, like, after that, I lost all of that. When I set out them 2 years, I lost all of that muscle, that weight. I was walking around at 161 when I came back. I was pudgy.
How much will you have to cut before a fight? Because I see always my wrestling friends, like, watching them, you know, run, not basically eat for 3 days, walk around with a trash bag on in, like, the heat of summer, like, watch them cut weight. Like, how much will you cut from the end of training to right before the fight?
30, 35 pounds.
And is it the same process as everybody, just, I'm just drinking water?
No, mine's a little different. You don't have to starve yourself to make weight. I already eat healthy. Just eat the same foods, just eat less. I eat around, when I got a fight coming up, I eat around 12 or 2 p.m. Then
it's lunchtime right now.
Yeah, so I already ate, though.
Respect.
So then I eat after training. I eat something that gives you fuel but also comes right off.
Like what you having today? What's on the menu today?
Omelet. I eat a chicken omelet with spinach and tomatoes in it. It comes that egg and chicken comes right off. It's nothing but fuel, protein.
It's expensive these days to be an MMA fighter, right? And eat right with those egg prices.
After you're going to the Waffle House, you got to play a surcharge.
Yeah. Very expensive.
Limit.
Do you think this has changed the Rock's diet?
I don't know. Does it change your diet? Like, what are you gonna? If you're figuring these egg prices are up there.
No, I'm still getting my eggs. I know a couple farmers, so I'm.
That's smart. no way around the system.
Yeah.
This is the other thing that I've always been curious about with the fight game is how much are PEDs in the game? Because, like, to me, it's like, man, if I'm getting into the ring, like, I want everybody clean. But it seems like there's certain promotions where don't ask, don't tell. And then there's others like, no, we want our fight. Like, how? Because when you're doing the circuit that you are, which is working for a lot of different people, like, is this something that you'd be worried about?
Man, I really don't care about, like, I will fight you either way.
Yeah.
I've fought some people that I know because I felt some strong people.
Sure.
I fought some people that I grabbed. I'm like, hold on now.
That ain't right.
Yeah, because I could take about mostly anybody down. And it was this one guy, I couldn't take him down. I'm like, man, what's going on?
He is on the gas.
Even when I rocked him, he took my shots. Like,
yeah.
Nobody takes my shots, man, especially, like, I'm healthy. Nobody takes my shot. He was taking them. He was getting back up. He had a big head. And, man, like, it's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. All right, it is Saturday night. The venue is the Cornette, 5770 Shelby Oaks Drive. You can get tickets at attitudemma.com. Doors open at 5. The show begins at 6. Our man Raheem will be
the main event.
Yeah. So, what are we thinking, like, 9, 10?
Yeah, I hadn't fought here in 7 years, y'all, so y'all come out.
How many people on the card?
7 years?
It's been seven years since you fought in the hometown?
Yeah, it's been 7 years. I've just been traveling.
Like, what other cities you been going to? All over the United States?
Philly, Vegas, North Dakota, Florida, where else? Other parts of Tennessee.
So it's everywhere, pretty much. Yeah, everywhere. And so, but you're traveling the country repping North Memphis, right?
Yes, sir. I had to put it on the map, man. Memphis already knew who I was, so I had to go out there and put it on the map, and they know who I am.
Man, I've got nothing but admiration for guys like you, man. Like the chasing the dream, like, just it's remarkable. Again,
7 years since he's been here. So where in North Memphis are you from?
Over of, like, Valentine, they're over in that area.
All right.
No,
Where'd we go to school?
Ninth grade. I graduated from Manassas.
Yeah.
So my ninth grade year, I went to Northside. 10th, half my 11th grade year, Fraser. Then they closed down.
Yeah.
I ended up going to Manassas. Graduated from Manassas.
All right, buddy. We wish you the best of luck, man. And let's get to you. UFC 2025.
Yes, sir. I will be there this year. Me and Danny will take over the UFC.
That's the goal, my man. He is Rambo Raheem Morris. Again, AttitudeMMA.com for the first time fighting in 7 years in his hometown. He'll be taking on Justice Lamprez. Also, his Instagram account, Rambo_MMA97. All right, let's take a quick break. I think, Kevin, we might be shuffling the schedule. I think we're going to have Ken Wisenhunt and Daryl Moose Johnson up next. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ES.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.